Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Pivoting just a little bit, I found this to be a really interesting and fascinating story. And even if it brings up, what I'm trying not to do is bring up animosity between cyclists and drivers on the roadways. No doubt we need to share the roadways better and be more accommodating. That goes for drivers, that goes for cyclists, everyone. That's not what this is about. I'm fascinated by an Illinois Supreme Court ruling that basically shows that the city of Chicago is not liable for cyclists who hit potholes on roads and the reasoning behind it. Dave Simmons joins us right now. He's from Ride, Illinois. Dave, thanks for joining us. I know you're joining us live from an Amtrak train, right?
I am, John. Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having us. This is an important conversation.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about Ride, Illinois.
So we are the statewide nonprofit bike advocacy organization. We have a mission to make Illinois better through biking, short and sweet.
I like that. And, you know, I've been someone who's ridden divvies on Chicago streets. I used to ride to work and experienced the benefits of certain parts of our city having really protected bike lanes and then the Wild West of the parts of the city that don't. I've also been a driver, though, that I've seen cyclists do things they shouldn't do. So I kind of am like both sides of the fence and ultimately land on, let's just try and do better for everybody, which I imagine you guys could support, too.
So absolutely. Yep.
Dave, tell us a little bit about this case. Do you know much about what is it? Clark Alave? Alave?
Alave, yeah. And to rewind, there was actually a case back in 1998. It was Bogue versus Wayne Township. And that was the case that set this precedent that bicyclists were permitted to use roadways, but not intended. So it was a similar situation to what Mr. Alave encountered in that he crashed and had some fairly serious injuries, actually even more so in the earlier case. And so he chose to sue the city for not maintaining the infrastructure. He hit a pretty giant pothole, and there are photos of it online if you were to search for it. You can see that it would certainly knock someone off their bike, and in his case had lost teeth and facial fractures and all kinds of other things. So kind of long story short, it ran its case through the court system from the original case to the appellate court, and as you know, all the way to the Supreme Court, where we were guardedly optimistic that this was a great opportunity to overturn that earlier precedent and allow bicyclists to recognize bicyclists as both permitted and intended. And unfortunately, that was not the way that the Supreme Court decided. So it's still a little fresh in our minds, if you will, as far as what might be next steps. But it seems like it's run the course through the courts. That's kind of a tongue twister. But
right.
Yeah, well, so that's kind of where we're at today.
Well, I know you were probably hoping on a limited level, of course, that Clark could get what he needs to help pay for the fractured teeth. But were you guys hoping that some sort of change in how the law was interpreted would open up doorways and pathways, maybe quite literally, for cyclists in general?
Sure, but not from a... I don't know if you're talking, John, in terms of, folks who are injured, right? We're not looking for frivolous lawsuits or, you know, municipalities to have an extra burden. It's just when there is a case of obvious negligence or obviously not maintaining a roadway, there should be some recourse. On the flip side of that is kind of what has now been going on for 25 years and will continue is kind of a deterrent. I mean, obviously, this case took place in Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. And there's lots of infrastructure in Chicago, and there's lots of people getting around on bike in Chicago. But it's kind of become a deterrent now for 25 years to municipalities around the state because it kind of tells them, hey, if you don't put in signage or dedicated bike infrastructure, you're kind of off the hook. So, you know, we can't say that, X number of municipalities have decided to not pursue or not invest in bike infrastructure, but we know that it's had that deterrent effect.
I see what you're saying. let me rephrase it. Yeah. So the idea being that since the precedence is that the bikes are permitted to use the roadways, but it wasn't their intended use, that the infrastructure of fixing potholes quickly for the sake of cyclists goes by the wayside because then they don't build protected lanes because those are clearly designed then for use by the cyclists, that they're using this precedence as a cover for not further investing into cycling communities in their cities.
That's a wonderful way to put it. Yeah, absolutely. In the case that went to the Supreme Court, it wasn't along a designated bikeway, and that was kind of what tipped the scales, if you will. Even though there was a Divvy station nearby, it was right near a CTA station, but that specific location was not officially designated. So that's essentially what caused the justices to rule in the way that they did.
Right. Yeah, Dave, I'm really torn on it because I agree. Like, I agree with the principle, right? Like, a cyclist is riding where they're told to ride, right? They're told not to ride on the sidewalks,
right. Ride
on the street.
Right.
You hit a pothole, you fall down, you get hurt. This seems like a classic case of the city neglecting where cyclists are told to go. But I also recognize, like, yes, there are potholes all over the place, and they're annoying, but they do pop up sometimes out of nowhere. It is sometimes hard for cities to have the infrastructure to repair them immediately. For most of us, the worst thing that happens is a busted tire, which is annoying but isn't life-threatening. So, Dave, I guess I see this difference because potholes do pop up pretty quickly, and
sure.
I don't know if any city is capable of filling them in time not to protect every single cyclist.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of our stance, is when there is serious injury or, you know, a life-altering injury, should there be, you know, we feel there should be some recourse for that person, right? If someone, you know, bends a wheel on their bike or, you know, falls down, scrapes up an elbow, yeah, you know what, that literally can happen when you're walking, right?
Right.
I mean, so it's trying to kind of find that line or allow for some next step in those very serious cases.
That's interesting. Dave, I appreciate your time. It was an interesting case. I know you guys are bummed it didn't go your way, but keep on keeping on, and we'll talk soon, okay?
I appreciate it, John. Thanks for your time.